Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Greetings, Ziggy. How are you?
Yeah, man. Good, thank you. Good.
Awesome, man. You've been on the road quite a bit this summer. You're coming to San Diego. How are the vibes? How's the road right now?
Road nice, man. The road was nice. Good reception from the people, and we're having a good time playing the new music, you know?
Yeah. You have a brand new album coming up, self-titled Ziggy Marley. Can you tell us how the process making the album this time was different than the other times that you've made records?
Well, the process itself kind of stayed the same. You know how I write my song, you know, mostly by myself. Get inspired and write some song, and then I come into the studio and, you know, put on the ideas. But I think that what's different is, you know, what I'm singing about is more written from how I feel about just how the world is and how people is and how, what we need and the truths that we need to hear as a people of this planet, you know?
You know, you have a viral video on Facebook right now talking about leaders and what leaders should bring people together, not break people apart. Album is in the same vein of thoughts and vibration?
Yeah, man. I mean, every song have it like a message in it. But I think the underline or the overline behind behind my thing is always love, you know? Love is really the foundation of it all.
Love is everyone's religion. We love that song, Love Is My Religion. That's a huge song for you. That's like it's a reggae anthem. I play that song all the time, and people just love that song. And we love the upful lyrics. We love the message. You've been a great performer. Nothing but love coming here from your San Diego. You're going to be here at the Del Mar Fair. It's going to be how many years in a row?
I don't know. We've been doing it for a while now.
I know. I've been there with you at least five. And San Diego always supports you to the fullest. So you're debuting on the Billboard charts. Can you tell us how many times that's happened for you?
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I'm coming out. I've never followed it really before, you know. But, it's good when people support the music. We thank the people for the support. And, you know, we thank them for spread the music and spread the message, you know?
For sure. Now, we've been spreading the music Weekends Long for a while. Tell us about Weekends Long. How has Weekends Long been responded internationally? How the vibrations?
Weekends Long is one of my favorite songs from the album because it's fun, but it has something serious in it for me. You know, but it is still a fun song for me. The people love the song, man. I mean...
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's like... Get away, you know?
Yeah, definitely get away, like beach in Hawaii. It's kind of like that kind of vibe.
You know?
I love it. I love the vibes. You know, Ziggy, I've been following your career for a very long time. I saw you and the family perform in 1988 in Cleveland, Ohio.
1988, eh? Wow.
Yeah, from Play the Game Right, Conscious Party.
I've been
following your music since those days then. Before even Stephen had locks, I saw them, Sadella and the whole thing.
Yeah.
The family has actually done so much work. The clothing line was huge. Stephen is doing his thing big. You moved over here to the United States. You're doing your thing even bigger and huge. So it's amazing the growth. How does it feel, all the growth in the whole family growing? Joe Mercer's coming up, a whole bunch of stuff. All the youths are coming up. You just had a youth. Tell us about your youth and all the expansion in the Marley family.
Yeah, we just have a little baby, me and my wife, Isaiah, 4 months old now. But yeah, I mean, you know, is the progress, you know, is the, you know, you tell the tree by the fruits, you know, so you can see the fruits, how the fruits are, you know, so the tree good and the root good. So I have to give thanks to, you know, those who come before us, all our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors, who instill certain things in us that we may instill certain things in our children. and it instilled on and on that we not only be good musicians or be in music, but be good people, be good human beings to each other, and spread our idea of togetherness and love to the people, you know?
For sure. That's what reggae music is all about. That's the message your father took across the world and branched all over into every country, every community across the globe. It's amazing. We love the work you're doing and carrying on the tradition of peace, love, unity, and harmony, and all those beautiful messages that reggae music does, man. So it's a pleasure to have you here in San Diego again. That's coming up July 30th. It's going to be a great show.
Yes.
We want everyone to come out and support the vibrations.
Yeah, man. Respect, love, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So you have a couple other projects that I have interest in that I would like to talk to you about. Tell us about the adventures of Marijuana Man. What's the newest adventure in Marijuana Man?
Well, you know what's happening. Them legalized it, you know, in Colorado. Portland legalized it. So this adventure is reality.
It's not reality.
A comic book thing, you know?
For real. California's next. It's coming on the ballot in our state.
Coming up, you know, so it's not a comic book anymore. It's a reality.
It's really becoming a reality. And you know, and I know, following the Rastafarian faith, that the Rasta man has been saying that herb has been the healing of the nation and would solve so many problems with pollution, meditation, everything in the world.
The plant overall have so many different elements and uses to it that if we really take advantage of everything, the smoking is one part of it, but there's so much more. If we take advantage of everything, the better it's going to be, you know?
Just the medical things, epilepsies, I'm hearing about cancer, I'm hearing about diabetes, I'm hearing about all these different things.
You know, and the plant is a miracle thing, man, I tell you. We just have to make sure it grows the right way, you know?
Right.
Don't over-process it or not.
Over-process it or let the government get their hands too deep in it.
Keep it real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So how long do you think it will take for Jamaica to catch on?
Jamaica on the way right now, man. Jamaica is on it right now.
Because they just did the medical marijuana, right?
Yeah, man. Them coming on with it right now. But you know what? Not Jamaica, it doesn't even matter what them try for, because herb in Jamaica, I'm a little baby herb.
Yeah. They're everywhere, for real. But it was a certain point in time that Rasta man couldn't smoke ganja on the street or hill and gully and thing like that, right?
The street, outside of the street, which, but, you know, we can't from a street corner.
Yeah.
If a police are drive by, you have to be careful. But, you know, them did cool. Them wasn't so wicked still in about that.
Yeah,
but if
you're
outside of your little community, then them get a little bit more. Sometimes you buck up a bad policeman. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know. I fully understand.
You know. Yeah, you know, sometimes you just meet a guy that's just like, you know.
Yes, indeed. I have one final question for you. Now, I know that you get involved in a lot of businesses and business opportunities. Which is your favorite business that you've endorsed to date?
Well, I like the Coconut Island, the MC. That is something that...
For sure.
Is of a wide appeal. You know, many people can get benefits from those two things without, you know, being feeling any bias towards anything that they might not, you know, want to. Those things are wide open. So I like that, you know. The Coconut Island, the MC, the Ziggy Marley Organics, you know.
Yeah, Ziggy Marley Organics. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You have it all set up, Ziggy. You have up the lyrics, clean lyrics. Your music is top-notch musicianship. You're into the organic thing. It's just love. You have a great vibration. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you, having you here on the radio, on Bob Radio. We're looking forward to supporting your new self-titled album coming out very, very soon, you know?
Yeah, man. We give thanks for the love and support of you and the people as usual, you know? And yeah, man, just love, you know?
Definitely. We will see you live and direct right here in San Diego at the Del Mar Racetrack July 30th for the Reggae Festival featuring Ziggy Marley.
Hey, this is Ziggy Marley on Bob Radio. Yeah, this is Ziggy Marley. You listen to Kingston Vibes with Carlos Culture.
Hey, San Francisco. Dunkin' wants you to know that they're here to help you get up and running again with free coffee on Wednesdays for DD Perks members. If you ask me, free coffee is the perfect offer to help get back in the swing of things. So, DD Perks members, get a free medium iced or hot coffee on Wednesdays. Not a DD Perks member, but still really want to get a free medium coffee on Wednesdays? Join on the Dunkin' app today and use the app for an easy contactless way to order and pay. Pick up in-store or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. One per member. Exclusions apply.